A very good morning, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 13 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and you are now listening to Social Times with Francina, and that's, of course, on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. Now, before we dive into what we have today, we are quickly going for a musical, let me not say musical break, but let's just have something that can warm up our topic discussion for today. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency.
I never believed in dreaming. It never got me very far. I never believed that love could find me like an arrow through the heart. I never believed in miracles or building castles in the air.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinter nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That day I found you, turned around and you were there. From the day you gave me a whole new point of view. I've been touched by an angel. It's impossible but true. Sometimes I wish I could. I never believed that golden slippers could ever find the perfect bud. I never believed in magic or that wishes could come true. But your very first kiss changed all this. Something only you could do. You made me a believer. You made me trust again. You showed me there's a pot of gold and every rainbow's end. I believe in you, baby, 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 baby. I swear that forever from today, no one will ever take your place.
Gonna last.
And that was the sounds of Joe, I Believe in You. It's exactly 20 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. And if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francina. And that's, of course, on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. I hope your Saturday is going well. It's the 8th of November, 2025. A beautiful, sunny Saturday. I hope you guys are enjoying your day and keeping the positive spirit and not the negative spirit. Okay, so today's topic discussion will be on what destroys relationships. And when I mean what destroys relationships, I'm not only focusing on relationships of married and unmarried couples, but in terms of friendship, in terms of family members, and now also the married and unmarried couple. So, you know, there's so many things that come between us as family members, or that comes between a married couple or unmarried couple, and also friends, you know. The relationships that we see that are breaking apart in terms of now family or married or unmarried or as friends, it's because there's some aspects that come in between that leads to such things. So now one of the things is a poor communication. That's one of the reasons why you find most relationships now in terms of friends, married and unmarried couples and family members find themselves, you know, distant, because it destroys that. Now, when I'm saying poor communication, now looking at the area of being in a relationship, you know, in terms of now married or unmarried couples, one of the things is not listening to understand, you know. You only respond. Sometimes you guys are going through you're going through something with your partner or with your relatives or with your friend. And in terms of now trying to understand each other, trying to listen to each other and find a solution to whatever problem you guys are going through or facing together, you rather just respond and not listen to understand what's really going on. You know, there's one party where they understand, they are listening, they are trying to bring a difference or trying to bring trying to find a solution or solve that issue, whatever issue that you guys are facing. But then there's this other party that now is trying to just respond and not get to, you know, understand, listen and understand what's going on, what's being said. And also assuming instead of asking, you know. Sometimes instead of trying to ask and find out that is this what's really happening, or is this what I'm hearing, is this true or not, you rather just assume things, you know. Instead of trying to sit on this person, like, okay, let me say, for example, in a relationship, you guys are not getting along, or maybe you heard from one of your friends or someone saying that, no, your partner is cheating on you, or your partner is doing this. And then instead of now you trying to sit down and, you know, communicate and ask or find a solution, find a way to talk about this, you rather just assume that whatever you know. Sometimes, you know, when you hear something from someone or from a group of people or related regarding your partner, you instead of now, if you have the fear, you know, there's some that have the fear of asking their partner, or they feel like if maybe they bring up this, it might bring a dispute between the two of them. So instead of you asking, you just sit down and then you try to watch. So everything that's happening or going on after whatever you have heard from your friends or whoever told you, rumors or what, if it's not rumors or not, it starts like adding up. You feel like, okay, they say this and it's really what's happening, but it's because of the mentality, the mind that you have put to what you have heard from your friends or whoever you heard it from. But rather than just you trying to now ask and find out, is this really true what I'm hearing, or not even to say what you exactly, to repeat the words you're exactly told, rather than just you try to sit down and just talk in a way, in an indirect way, to avoid now bringing a dispute. You know, sometimes when you hear something and then you try to go, try to find the answer from the partner or who, the person that you are told about, instead of you now trying to sit down and ask in a politely manner, or you being asked, you try to get angry and all that. So this brings now another way of poor communication, and it destroys a relationship. Because sometimes, you know, some people, once they get into an argument, that moment, sometimes it's an end. You know, the trust now starts going away and all that. Same thing is also in friendship. You know, we are, not everyone is happy about your friendship. And then they start trying to bring up some stories. Sometimes some things are not true, but you just heard it. And then you start, you conclude that, no, what I saw is true. So rather than just trying to sit down with your friend or with your friends and try to say, no, this is what's going on, what should we do about it? You rather just start jumping to conclusions, and then you assume, and then you are done with it. Whatever you see in actions, you know, people say actions speaks louder than words. So you just conclude that, no, what I'm seeing being done here in action, it is true. So that's one of the things. And also in family members, you know, there's an issue going around. Instead of sitting down to talk, you are going to speak outside, you know, like, no, this cousin of mine or this sister of mine always comes home late, and she then she just comes banging the door, no respect. She finds us sleeping. At least just to come in the house with a respectful manner or respectful way, she ends up doing this or this, or he just comes home, brings ladies at home, you know, all those type of sort of things. Now instead of you sitting down, that person like, no, what you are doing is not right, or what I heard, or what's happening is not good, you go speak outside. And when you go speak outside, sometimes the people that from outside, the answers or the reasons or whatever they tell you to come now share with that person or to come say that person comes and destroys your relationship with that person. Because sometimes the person that's telling you what to go do or what to go say is not happy with your friendship, or is not happy with the way your family is handling everything, the happiness and the love that you guys are sharing together. So they'll sometimes try to find ways to separate you and your loved one, in terms of now your marriage or relationship or your family or your best friend and what so not. So now instead of you now just sitting down, like whatever action that's happening within the house or within your family, instead of just calling up a meeting or calling up something just to sit down and then you guys discuss the issue that's happening, you just keep quiet. And as you're being quiet, the distance, you won't see it coming. You just see yourself, you have distanced yourself from your family members, or the family has fallen apart. There's no more communication. There's nothing. Everyone is doing what they want, you know. And sometimes you conclude to something that not everyone is happy about, but because you feel like, no, I feel like doing this because of the communication. But if you do if you try to work together, then it will be a better way than rather than going to communicate outside, rather than bringing it inside and communicate within what's happening, within where the problem is, rather than taking the problem outside. So another thing is also speaking harshly or shutting down completely. You know, sometimes there are just some problems that you are facing in the family or with your partner or with your friend, but then instead of speaking, like, you know, politely, speaking in a softly manner or softly way, you start shouting, you start speaking harshly words, you start, you know, speaking not in a rightful manner, you know. But instead of just trying to speak calmly and understand each other, so sometimes when you are speaking in a harshly manner or just shutting down the person completely, it distances you from this person. Destroys the communication that you have, because even tomorrow, if you find yourself again facing another situation in terms of your relationship now, or your family relationship, or your friend relationship, you end up having that fear of, no, there's no point of going to talk about this, because I know that once I bring this up, there won't be a solution, rather than you end up fighting, and you know, the communication breaks down, you end up not finishing to communicate whatever is going on because of the poor communication that you have brought up. So without communication, misunderstandings grow, small problems become big ones. And this is true. You know, sometimes when you have all this misunderstanding in your relationship or in your friendship or in your relationship or in your friendship and all that, it's a whole issue, and it separates people, and a small problem becomes a big problem. So, you know, it's a whole big issue that one cannot see. You know, sometimes we just feel like, no, I'm tired of this, so it's fine. I'm not going to say anything. And then you feel like you have solved, you have found a solution to all what's happening between you and your friend or your partner or your family member. But then that's not a solution. That's another way of the poor communication that's going on. Now, also betrayal of trust can be one of the things that destroys relationships now in terms of friendship, family, or your partner. So, lying and gossiping or breaking confidence, is one of the issues that also tries to destroy a relationship now in terms of friendship, family, or your partner. So, you know, when you start lying and gossiping and breaking confidence, it separates you also. It destroys what you guys have built together or where you guys have started off. You know, sometimes it's not easy losing everything, going down in vain. You know, some couples or some family members or you as your friend came from childhood, you know, as friends up until you grew up and you're just together for 30, 20, 15 years. And then now, because all of a sudden a simple person comes into you guys' life, tries to join you guys, and then the lying and the gossiping comes there. And then you, instead of you trying to understand or get to hear, okay, you were told this certain gossip or lie, and then you end up going to share the wrong information. Or sometimes, you know, someone can come to you telling you something about a person, but how sure are you what you're being told is true? And another thing is that sometimes your partner or your friend or a family member tells you about something, something that, because they trust you, you know, you are one of the best friends, one of the close family. You know, sometimes some family members, they become our best friends. So your cousin, your sister, your aunt can become your best friend. Your partner can become your best friend. Now, you telling your best friend, I mean, you told your best friend all this sort of things. And then now you end up going to share that lie or gossip or whatever you're told by your friend or your partner to someone else. And then it becomes a whole issue. I see someone have decided to come join me in studio. David, good morning.
Morning, Francine. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Yes. How is your Saturday?
No, my Saturday is understandable. And you?
We are trying. We are pushing.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, you found me in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
I was actually talking about what destroys relationships. Now, not only in terms of couples or married couples or unmarried couples,
yeah,
but also in terms of family and friends.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things that are going on.
Indeed.
Yes. So I was talking about poor communication and also betrayal and trust.
Yeah.
So what's your insight? What's your side on this? What's your view on this?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to relationship, one of the things that we should, I think, invest on is making sure that relationships are working, because for you to get where you want to get, you need people to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I can also indicate in that regard is that one of the things which destroy relationships is, as you have mentioned, and I was listening, sorry to say, people are full of negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And you look among friends, you look among, we can speak about family members,
yes, uh-huh.
Everybody that you know is that, you know, I prescribe to the philosophy of Thomas Hobbes, who indicated that men or women, I mean, human beings by nature, they are very competitive, but it's up to us to control that competitiveness to that extent that it does not become worse and also destroy our relationship. One of the things is jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Look around Namibia. Look, and I also attach this because most of the things which I'm trying to analyze, I'm trying to connect it to the economic situation where we are now, particularly where you have a high rate of, you can say youth unemployment, you can say economic struggling. You will find people can do whatever they can do to make sure that they go ahead, even in relationship, even in, you know,
friendships.
Mm-hmm. But it's jealous that we need to control, and we don't speak about these things.
Yes.
But the moment we start to understand, to say, what is that jealous coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Because every human beings, according to my understanding, you are born with that thing to say, why only Francina?
Yes.
Why not me?
Yes.
But if I don't look at my feelings and control it, it will become a waste. And a lot of negative thoughts, man.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this around young people. Listen to people that are around you.
Mm.
when you find somebody who is always speaking about negative things, mm-hmm. when you find somebody who is always talking bad about others,
mm-hmm.
know that when you leave that place,
yes.
you are the next person. Mm-hmm. And what shows you that that person is not going to talk about you the way they talk about another person? That's why we really need to invest in human relations,
mm-hmm.
Human connections, and also the matters of, understanding that we are not the same.
And I've actually experienced something. I've actually seen something of that thing of you heard. Let me say, for example, I heard something about you.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get closer to you, to become friends with you and all that.
Yeah.
So then I heard something that, David is what? David shows off. David is a what?
Yeah.
So I end up like, okay, tomorrow someone else comes. I'm like, oh, guys, I met David today. He's a very good person.
Yeah.
Then because I also heard something from someone about you.
Yeah.
And I didn't try to confirm and get to know you more.
Yeah.
I end up now saying, no, I don't like David, guys. I don't like him. And then I try to ask you, why don't you like David? What did he do? You have no reason.
Actually, it's actually this conversation. There was a time Tate Kauruma mm-hmm. speak about this in one of his programs mm-hmm. also, to say where is jealous coming from, where is negative talks about others coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing which I'm advising, mm-hmm. especially if you really want to know about a person,
mm-hmm.
you can listen to what people are saying. Don't be ignorant, but experience that person yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because why do you, when you look around, I like viewing people's status.
Mm-hmm.
When you look around what people post to say,
status,
no,
yes.
this one is to my enemies, God protect me from my mm-hmm. enemies. Then you're asking yourself to say, who is a real enemy in this yes. regard? Even
and the thing is that you are now trying to express it on social media. But instead of trying to sit down with that person and try to find a solution to whatever you guys are going through between the two of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a personal experience, somebody who is very closer to me,
mm-hmm.
whose name is not going to be mentioned.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
There was a point, you know, when I come to advise a person or to assist a person, mm-hmm. I also look at, because this person came to me, no, David, there's this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you are in Kietman.
Mm-hmm.
People do not like you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come to work in Walvis Bay.
Mm-hmm.
People are jealous about you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get, you go to the northern part of Namibia mm-hmm. to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's different places. Workplaces, mm-hmm. different public sector or private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I sit with this person and say, you know what, Tane? I think I was wrong mm-hmm. about you.
Mm-hmm.
Many times you come to me with your problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to defend you.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize that, to be honest with you, it could be that you are the problem.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. if you are not changing yourself,
mm-hmm.
you will end up seeing the world from that perspective
mm-hmm.
of to say, no, people are victimizing. But we don't look at ourselves to say, man, I think when that person answered me like that, or when that relationship mm-hmm.
ended,
it could be that I also did not
do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. It could be that I'm also the problem.
And sometimes it's the advice we get from friends. Not everyone is happy with your relationship with your family. The way you guys are having that love in your relationship or with your friends or with your family.
Yeah.
So sometimes it comes out of jealousy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is also that we overshare our achievement
mm-hmm.
or either on social media,
the excitement.
Either we at a discussion. Mm-hmm. You know, you can find a discussion about, let me say, kettle, just on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But the person will try his best or her best to make sure that conversation goes to her achievement
mm-hmm.
to bring to that table and also to show off. But one of the things, like everybody is struggling,
mm-hmm.
then you are showing off everything.
Yes.
People will start saying, why only this person?
Mm-hmm.
This person is corrupt. This person is connected. Mm-hmm. Why is it only this person who is achieving?
Connections
and all these things.
But sometimes just through hard work.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. oversharing is also bring unnecessary envy.
Yes.
Because sometimes celebrate your achievement at your own.
Do it privately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know, it's life, man, and whether you are trying to be a best person
mm-hmm.
as you can, understand that not everybody is going to like you,
mm-hmm.
but also don't contribute to the negative thinking
mm-hmm.
that the negative conversation that destroy a lot of relationships, destroy a lot of things. Because the moment us human beings come to the extent of seeing others as enemies,
mm-hmm.
instead of other people to say every person has problems, every person has shortcomings. But, you know, I've seen it, and it really need to change, especially among the young people.
And it's also something else that I've noticed that destroys relationships, but I mostly have seen it in family members, like in the, like, you know, making promises that one doesn't keep. You know, mm-hmm. there's some that make promises. You know, we are all going through certain financial issues and all that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I come to you and I'm like, you're my uncle, and I'm like, no, I need this certain amount to pay my tuition fee. Yeah. And I'm not asking you to pay the whole amount, but whatever you can, even at 200, it's fine. You've helped somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then you promise me that, okay, a month end, I'll do so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Comes month end, uncle is quiet. You try to communicate with uncle that, yeah, uncle, it's month end, and you say, sometimes you even say, remind me.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I remind you.
Yeah.
Uncle is just quiet. Uncle is, yeah, not picking up. So tomorrow, mm-hmm, you already have brought something in between. So, yeah, tomorrow again, when my other cousin comes to me like, no, I'm going to ask Uncle David to send for me money. I need money for this. And, yeah, then I'll be like, no, don't go ask Uncle David. I asked him last month and he, yeah, said I should remind him. I tried reminding him. I called him, but yet he's not responding. Nothing. He's just quiet. I don't like him. Yeah. So now my other cousin would say, okay, this is what happened. Let me, yeah, try. Some would try, some would be like, okay, let me not try. Let me not ask him. Then from there, my cousin and I,
yeah,
when it comes to Uncle David, even if you see him, you hate him, you have all the hatred, yeah, because the uncle decided to ignore.
Yeah, I think you are right, because one of the things, even if that uncle does not have finance to assist, mm-hmm, you, at least to communicate,
yes,
and make you understand. And the other thing, which I can pick also from the conversation, is trust is very expensive.
Very much.
Yeah, trust, mm-hmm, is very expensive, especially in Namibia. I don't know about other countries, but yes, it's a very expensive thing to get. And also to see that when you are in trouble, for example,
mm-hmm,
around, look, I'm sometimes asking people, you find a person say, no, me, I have more than 200 friends. Everybody knows me and what.
Yes.
But have you ever sat down, mm-hmm, and you are at a very difficult situation that, you look around your colleagues to say, who should I call this?
Mm-hmm.
You realize that you don't really have friends. You just have people that you know. And among those 100 people is only one or maybe three that can come through to assist you. Mm-hmm. Or even just to advise you. But the issue of trust, it's happened everywhere. It's, mm-hmm, it's in politics, it's in business, it's in social affairs. Trust is a very expensive thing. One, mm-hmm, once you earn the trust of people, mm-hmm, and also you know how to build trust, then I don't think there's anything that will stop you, particularly having a healthy and understandable relationship with people. And I find it hard to see some people, they are also saying, have you ever seen somebody who withdrawn from the society? Somebody just withdrew from the society because apparently, yes, no, uh-huh, I made these friendships, they are not working. Yes. He went to this relationship, it's not working. People, mm-hmm, do not
isolation
like me. I don't, you find a person saying, I don't like people and all those
and
things.
And you start putting the hatred on everyone because, yeah, of what you are going through.
Yeah. But, mm-hmm, but sometimes you just, understand that it's yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's also yourself, because we find it very difficult to assess ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
To say, man, can I remove, myself from myself and put myself there so that I can look into this person to say, but you know, some of the decisions that you are making,
mm-hmm,
they are also not right. Or sometimes you make people angry, or sometimes you behave in a certain way that is not acceptable. Because if you are done with analyzing ourselves, it's easier for us to go through, because there is always somebody that you can speak to.
Mm-hmm.
There's always friendship that you can rebuild and also get a new friendship, because whether we like it or not, people are going to hurt you. They are going to do that. They are, yes, going to, mm-hmm, that is how life is.
And if you try, yeah, to always put it at heart, you know, yeah, sometimes, yeah, when you are hurt and all that,
mm,
you now start putting it on everyone. You hate everyone. Even,
yeah,
the relationship that you are building with a certain friend or with your family members,
mm,
you destroy it because of your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to put your feelings aside,
yeah,
and just try to build something else. Because sometimes as you are building that relationship, it brings something positive. Now, because you are going through a relationship issue with your partner,
yeah,
or your best friend betrayed you with a certain thing, and then you end up having that hatred and anger on everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I look and I observe,
mm-hmm,
either it's love affairs, and many other relationships.
Family affairs.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things, there was something I was reading. It's a page of a book, man,
mm-hmm,
on social media,
mm-hmm,
and it says that, you know, do not really hate your partners entirely,
mm-hmm,
or hate your your elders or adults, because they are also just living ones. Mm-hmm. Because some of these people, they are practicing adulthood.
No one is perfect. No one is perfect at all.
And you don't need to be perfect, because if you are perfect enough, you are not a human being, and God will come and pick you up very soon, because you are becoming an angel. You can't be 100% mm-hmm. perfect. And, there is a saying to say, do not worry about what other people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But do not also withdraw mm-hmm. from the society, because sometimes whispering, gossip,
mm-hmm.
although are not advised, sometimes a person is not really gossip. It depends on how you look at it. Sometimes a person is really hurt mm-hmm. by what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can just say, this one I can pick. This one is an unnecessary gossip.
Mm-hmm.
This one I put it under the carpet. It's not necessary. And this one, what will help me to move forward? Because, you know, it block your clarity of life. And we have experienced this, especially as, you know, young people, where you are learning about life.
Mm-hmm.
You are learning about people. You know, one thing I have observed is that, people change not necessarily because they are bad people. People mm-hmm. change with time.
Mm-hmm.
And they treat you based on where you are in life. Because the love and attention that you were getting when you were at primary school is not the love and attention that you get when you are at university first year.
Mm-hmm.
And when you completed university, it's not the same treatment that you are getting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also not the same advice that you are getting. Some people were advising you to move forward, but when you stand up, you become an intimidation to them.
Mm-hmm.
When you stand up, you also become a threat to them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start to say, they pull you down. That's why I just do not understand, why are we not able to practice most of the African norms and philosophical understanding to say, as Africans, our community values are based on the community, to say we have to move together
mm-hmm.
because we want to achieve something. But you know, it's a very difficult thing. I'm not an expert with life, but I've seen that understanding people and work with people is the best thing that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be scared of being hurt, because if you are scared of being hurt, then you are not ready to live life.
But then, how many times should you be now hurt? 1,000 times.
No, you know, it also depends on what kinds of hurt.
Hurt you are.
Because when you are in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and you know, something have happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a big deal. I'm sorry to say this, but some ladies, they overreact in to small things.
It's always something small becomes big.
Yeah, it becomes big. Mm-hmm. And you go to your friend for advice.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that your friend is not you.
Yes.
And your friend has different experience about life.
Yes.
And maybe your friend has experience about dating somebody
mm-hmm.
or being married to somebody
mm-hmm.
or being in love with somebody. Who have different characters and different personalities. The advice that you are going to get is motivated by what that person experienced.
Mm-hmm.
That's why sometimes they are saying, get advice, but not directive.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I give you advice, say, no, David, I think David analyzed everything. I'm going mm-hmm. to implement this. But have you put your thought into that advice?
Yes.
Because an advisor is not dictating.
Mm-hmm.
You can be given even three different advice, then you can only take 40% of that. Then you can put your view and make decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some relationships are being controlled from outside. There is always that advisor that people run to.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes can be really a very good advisor.
Sometimes can be a bad one.
Yeah. That's why you have to, you know, you have to continue anointing your devil.
And sometimes you need to test before you go share whatever is happening going on in your family or your friends.
Mm.
First try to give something, just mention something small and see what advice you get.
Mm.
Try it, because you have to take risk. In life, we take risk.
Yeah, yeah.
Try it and see if it's bringing something, is it a good outcome or a bad outcome?
Yeah.
That's when you know that, okay, maybe I might be at the right, I'm going to the right person to get advice and all that. You know, so saying one thing and doing another thing, it's something else.
Yeah, and the other thing is also emotions. Emotions are some of the things that we fail to control.
Mm-hmm.
Even me myself, I'm still learning how mm-hmm. to control my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the decisions that you are making, even decision to buy something, even decision to do a certain project, sometimes there is this little bit of emotion that is in it. That's why there is a saying, our boss Francis used to say, never ever make a decision when you are angry.
Yes.
Yeah, because you, when you are angry and you make a decision, that
can
is not
destroy
yeah, it can destroy you. Mm. And that is not the right time to make decision. That's why he used to say, no, never speak. If you are really angry,
mm-hmm.
never try to solve that problem at that time.
Moment, yes.
Calm down and sit down and think.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I did something to you,
mm-hmm.
you always immediately as a person you put yourself in a defensive mode, and your response is to fight back, but you never sit and ask, say, man, why is David saying this? Why I heard David was talking about me to somebody?
Mm-hmm.
What was it really? Him talking about that situation, or is it he has a problem with me or what? But sometimes you can say, but I think maybe my reactions, or maybe you know, what I've done is also not acceptable. But the way that person have said that, it did not come as right, because we are always defending ourselves. Look on social media,
mm-hmm.
a very small thing. There's nobody who have accepted that yes. They have done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
People are on defensive mode.
Mm-hmm.
But just to say thank you, I'm going to relook at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come to the final conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't need to go and say, no, sometimes you cannot go and say, no, I got your advice. I have changed. Look, change with your behaviors and mm-hmm. people see. Yeah.
You know, I actually also went through something whereby I had trust issues. I was once betrayed by a friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just say, in terms of friend
yeah.
and also relationship.
Okay.
And it made me have that, you know, and you even become confused. You know, because what you have experienced in your previous relationships in terms of family, friends, and now as a couple, and then you think of, you are now comparing it to the previous one and this one, and you'll be like, you fear to trust,
mm-hmm.
you know, because your trust was broken in your previous relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are thinking of, should I put my whole trust here, or am I taking another risk?
Or should I put 20%?
And now,
yeah.
even the hatred becomes even more. You start hating everyone. And then even the people that were close to you, they will be like, they distance themselves.
Mm.
Or sometimes, you know, there's a thing of, you find some people, like, you just come across this person every time. You just meet in the corridor.
Mm.
Like, then after a year, the person comes to you and be like, oh, you are a really good person.
Mm.
And then I'm like, no, I am a very good person. Like, no, I heard this.
Mm-hmm.
And even you yourself, you are surprised of what you are being told that was said about you.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, me, that yes, no, I just heard that. You know, sometimes you'll be like, oh, guys, I've come across a beautiful girl or a handsome guy there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be friends with him and see how far this relationship will go. This friendship will go. Maybe to go over and become a couple and all that.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, that guy, or I that lady.
Mm.
No, she's what. And then for you, because you are now stopped from what you have heard from that certain person. You end up going to reach out that person until after maybe a year or so
yeah.
or months. And then you, that day, I don't know what happens. You start communicating and then days and months go by. The friendship, the relationship is growing and there's so much fun and all that. You are enjoying it. Then you'll be like, but this person was saying she's rude or she's what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, that's why. That's why, like I said at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
Do your own judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you have heard that somebody's bad,
investigate.
Become an investigator
mm-hmm.
on your own, but don't take that entirely. Because,
yes.
you know, there's one thing we should learn from, you know, politician can do a lot of bad things and good things. But one thing that we can learn from politicians is that they are very good with human relations,
mm-hmm.
and they are also very good with building relationships. Because when you look at these people, they can fight up and down, but when times arise and you find these people rebuilding again relationship, there's something that is called realigning.
Mm-hmm.
Today they are fighting with this one. Tomorrow they are fighting with this one.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some points to say, even if that thing happened. You know, we watch parliament, people, you think opposition and the ruling party, they really hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now these people, when they are getting married, they even name their kids after the other person.
Yes.
When you see them go to parliament restaurant, you see them, they are dancing together.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that there is no because with politics, there is a lot of, it's a reality, there's a lot of backstabbing and all mm-hmm. these things and all these things. But one thing that they have learned, and what we also should take from them is mm-hmm. building relationship and continue building relationships. Because you can hate me today, but don't cut me off. You can decide to say, no, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to work with you at this part. But you know, there's something good about me. Why can't we build relationship based on that?
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, people have been around for quite a very long time. And people have evolved, and there is nobody who went through this life without being being tested, without you know, being what either is backstabbing, being gossiped about. But it's how you react to the situation. And like what you have said about being hurt and coming mm-hmm. out, coming to from that relationship
past
with
relationship.
With either fear or mistrust.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes continue taking risk. but now you are more cautious. Because now you are, that was your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are more cautious.
Yes.
But have you ever sat with yourself to say, maybe I have done something wrong? Have you ever come to that point?
No.
Yeah, but maybe if you could go back, you can say no.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It could be that maybe even if it was not entirely my creation of that problem, mm-hmm. maybe I contributed even 20%.
Yes.
Next time I'll be more cautious. Maybe you overtrust, maybe you overshare.
But you're actually also learning something.
Yeah.
At least you have learned something.
Yeah.
So now you, David, in general, have you ever experienced such a thing in family and all that?
Yeah, no, look, it's quite a very good question. Mm-hmm. There is nobody that has not experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I have appreciated is that at the end of the day, I don't lose myself
mm-hmm.
through, mistrust, backstabbing, and gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
I think I suffered enough, and I mature so early mm-hmm. To that extent that I deal with you at a level where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with you at a level where you are. If you are a street vendor,
mm-hmm.
let's discuss street vendor things.
Mm-hmm.
If, let me say, you are gossiping me, you are somewhere, I don't want to say you are down, but you are somewhere still trying also to maybe go to school, to university.
Mm-hmm.
How can I be so interested with a cooker shop gossip?
Yes.
How can I be also concerned about somebody who misjudge a person? Mm-hmm. Because a person can completely get a different picture about you,
mm-hmm.
either by hearing or with a little information.
Just the little that they get.
Yeah, little information. Because I've seen, you know, when you're at university, this time was you get, you know, this refund money, you go to the north. I think I was like a mini rich guy for quite some time. So when I go, you know, when you go to the north, you speak with the people.
Mm-hmm.
But I've realized that, these people with different perspective. Mm-hmm. One friend of mine came to me to say, no, David, when you came to that place, apparently you did not greet these three guys. They were talking about you the other day. I just went to them to say, guys, please, man. At that time, I did not see you, but that was not an intention. And also don't think that I see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I did not just see you.
Sometimes we are going through a lot of problems.
Yeah.
So you end up, you in mind, it's like if you greet the person, but you didn't.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes when I come across such a thing, I always ask, have I greet you?
Yeah.
Just in case. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but sometimes also, it also, not really to say a wasting of time, but it's also going to be very difficult if you want to praise everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because you spend your entire time balancing people. One way or the other, a person can get hurt, but you can always go back and build a relationship. And yeah, you know, experience, family, there's no family members who are perfect. That's why I find it quite not right when somebody is saying, I have worse family members in my life. They are not worse, they are just people.
Yes.
And when you go to the other
it's
still the same, but there are certain level of toxicity that mm-hmm. cannot be tolerated.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's exactly, I think we have a few seconds to 10 o'clock and we are quickly going for a short musical break. We'll be right back. Do not leave that frequency.
Ooh.
right. And that was the sounds of Brandy Camouflage. And it's exactly 13 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina, joined by David. And our topic discussion is on what destroys relationships in terms of family, friendship, married and unmarried couples. You can also call us in studio on 083-288-401. Share with us your views and your opinion on what destroys relationships. And also, you can also come through and share with us what you have experienced, and if you've ever encountered on this sort of situation, or someone close to you, or someone you know of. Now, continuing to where we have left off, David.
Mm-hmm.
Something also came in my mind that also disrespect,
yeah,
destroys relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like in terms of, let me say, someone that's good to you,
yeah,
kind, you know, available, always there for you,
yeah,
and then you take them for granted. Mm. You start doing unnecessary things or doing something bad or yeah. wrong towards them.
Yeah.
But because you know that, Francina, that kind of soft girl or yeah. that quiet girl, she won't say anything. She will just say, okay. You know, let me say, for example, you are sharing something and then, or you owe the person something and then you'll be like, okay, it's month end. I'll give you month end. Fine. Month end comes. I'm like, okay, can you please now send through? I also have my own problems I need to solve.
Mm.
Then be like, no, let me give you half. I'm like, okay, it's also fine.
Yeah.
You give me half. Following month comes, you give me the other half. Fine, we have settled that. Comes the following month, you know, you are starting to make me get used to you, you know? We are starting to get used to each other and all that. Yeah. You become comfortable. I'm like, it's Miss Francina. She yeah. just understands.
Great news. Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the...
All right, sorry about that. We had some bills to pay. Now, as I was saying about disrespect,
yeah.
you got now used to each other. Then you're like, it's Francina. Most.
Yeah.
She will understand. Last month I gave her half, and then the other month I gave her half.
Yeah.
She will understand if I ask her for another extra month and then all that. Yeah. So now you are used to that because of my kindness, of my softness, yeah. of my understanding and all that. But I also have my other issues that I need to solve.
Yeah.
Then from there,
yeah.
I'm like, then toka Monique, it's a year. It's months. No, you even start insulting me, or you start saying bad things to me, but you yeah. are the one who came to me asking for help and assistance. So now
yeah.
that comes between us, Opo, we Katolu di Tevali and all that.
Yeah, because sometimes it's also, sometimes disrespect can come, the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's also what, we tolerate, because, there's this thing to say, if you are too good, too nice to people,
yes.
people will eat you for lunch
mm-hmm.
and dinner. Because if you are always saying, okay, it's fine, I understand,
mm-hmm.
but a person even end up not even knowing your principles to say, no, Francina, where are your lines? Where are you drawing the lines?
Mm-hmm.
To say, instead of saying, okay, say, no, I'm not feeling very well about the way you do things. And this is... how we should deal with this matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you really find, it is actually very bad in the society where those who are doing their best, to be good, you'll be taken for granted. Because there was somebody who was speaking, you know, I'm not an expert in the relationship affairs,
yes.
but there was somebody who was speaking to say, how come, men live a so obedient wife who cooks, who, mm-hmm. you know, always making sure that the house is in order,
yes.
and go and take a drama queen.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes a person experience life where they are good and birds.
Mm-hmm.
When they are borderlined and also where they are standard to say, if you enter into an argument, we can go to an argument, but we reach this level mm-hmm. of standard to say, why do you think people end up insulting each other? Because the moment you start insulting each other, the moment you start disrespecting another person,
mm-hmm.
you have already lost the argument, because you are moving away from the problem to say, why are we discussing about this issue? But that one, I can put it also to say, sometimes we must learn also to draw the lines. You can be in a relationship, but don't just be there without any rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you also set your own rules to say, this one I can do to Francina.
Yes.
This one I cannot do to Francina.
Mm-hmm.
This is what make her angry. This is, you know, disrespectful. This is, you know, distrusting a person. And also this is taking a person for granted, because and we have seen it a lot in our society where, and people are asking to say, how come David lived such a very beautiful, understanding person and end up going to this, this person? Because sometimes experiencing life is good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And also, people treat you the way you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's also, speaking up. We don't speak. I myself included, actually. We don't speak
mm-hmm.
to say, how should a person know that you were hurt? Maybe that is how you accept things.
Yes.
But have you ever stood up and saying, man, chief, or madam, things that you are doing, I don't like them.
Mm.
Can we talk about this issue? Do we have time to think and talk?
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, we spend more time doing a lot of random things, but we don't have time for thinking. Do you know that you need time to think, just to sit down and think?
Mm-hmm.
And you also need time to speak, to solve a problem. Because what we are seeing, somebody is hurt. The other thing that person do is reacting to hurt another person.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if you find two people fighting, you ask this one, no, you are the one who started, you are the one who what.
Yes.
But you're asking, but this thing should have started somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah, this thing should have started somewhere. You know, human beings are very complicated,
mm.
Creature of nature to understand. Because I was watching one, it's a TED talk by one psychologist, it's an American psychologist,
mm-hmm.
and stated that, you know, human beings, there are thousands and thousands of personalities that we still do not know and we still do not understand. But the best thing that a human being can do is put yourself in another person's shoes. When you put yourself in another person's shoes, you will be able to understand where a person is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also easy for you to navigate life, because the subject of emotional intelligence came late, especially in Africa. Although emotional intelligence, people start discussing about these things. It started even being included in curriculum to say, when you have emotional intelligence, you can beat somebody who has high IQ. Because part of emotional intelligence is self-control,
mm-hmm.
Understanding yourself, and also dealing with people of different personalities, and also how you react to situations, and also how to set standard and borderlines to say, I can tolerate disrespect to this extent,
mm-hmm.
and people can treat you the way you want to be treated. People can also learn. And it's all about talking, and also the tone of talking.
Mm-hmm.
How do you solve problem? How do you solve fire with fire? If somebody has a problem,
yeah.
have you ever found people arguing so loud to that extent that somebody want to be heard?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to solve that problem if everybody is on top of the roof?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's about sitting down and talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also I've seen this of you know, ignoring someone's boundaries.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes every house,
yeah,
every place has boundaries.
Yeah.
So you're like, ah, it's David Moss.
Mm.
Let me just come until his room, or let me just come until where.
Mm.
But the person has boundaries that, no, please, let's respect each other here.
Mm.
Let's end here.
Yeah.
But then you want to go beyond.
Yeah.
So you'll be like, ah, now tomorrow Francina is calling you like, aye, this one that doesn't end, she just comes.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
I have seen it in a lot of people's, homes. Yeah. You know, like, and you also see it of, in terms of how this person was raised.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that once they come to a person's house or even a room, it's just a room, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You end by the door.
Yeah.
And you wait for the person to say, no, you just come in. Then you come in. But there are those people who, once they come just to your room, straight inside.
Jump on top of your bed and opening the fridge.
See, yes. They even start opening. What do you have to? And yeah. The pots and what was all the way again, beer. You are there, Moiskasa. Everything.
Yeah.
Hmm? And yeah. Then you'll be like, so you feel uncomfortable and you'll be embarrassed because tomorrow you go again to someone else's place with that person.
Yeah.
You know, some people, they just got used to that.
There's a saying that there are some friends that you cannot bring at home. There are people that you cannot really bring at home because, being raised from different, families and there are no well-defined, standard, but they are, you know, human standard, like those unwritten rules to say respect a person. You no matter how comfortable you are with a person, when you are at somebody's house, you are still a guest. You are still a guest at that person's house. And there is a lot of things that you cannot do.
Yes.
And also say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because bring somebody from nowhere to a traditional house at the north.
It
will left you embarrassed if that person is not does not have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
This person does not have to be but a person with understanding of human beings to say, calm down, you sit, you listen, you also wait, for people to direct you.
Yes.
You can't go to somebody's house and, you go at any corner of,
and if you try to make house. that, if you do it on purpose for that matter, whereby you say, you feel at home. Let's feel at home when it's like you're told to do anything you want.
Yeah. You know, the feel at home words is to make a person
comfortable.
Yes. But does not say you have keys to every door.
Yes.
Yeah. And feel at home does not mean that, you are that, person. You are still, accommodated, but at least you must sit and also wait and also observe the rules. Sometimes you just observe the rules, how things are being done.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I did not like removing my shoes when I enter people's house. But I realized that you can do it to some people,
but
you also need to observe how people are doing.
How they're acting when they are in their own home.
Some people, when they are entering the sitting room, they remove
the
shoes.
But it's you going with the shoes.
But there are others. I can't be the one who's starting it, but I have to observe to say, no, people are doing this, or you have to go through this, you know.
And you know, sometimes it's your first time going to that certain person's place or house.
Yeah.
And you know that, no, when I go to whose house and whose house, I leave my shoes outside.
Yeah.
Just do it. Because you know that, no, when I go to who and whose house,
yeah,
they have never complained about this or they've never said this.
Yeah.
So, meaning it might be right.
Yeah.
You leave your shoes outside. Now it's your first time going there. Mm. It's you with your shoes on the mat for that matter.
Yeah. You know, there's something which I've experienced when I was young, although I'm still young. You know, when, you know, it's at the north, you know, we visit, at the north, we visit family members, go to this cuckoo's house, and there was, you call them grandmother, everybody's a grandmother at the north.
At home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, this house, I think, went there, and I realized that, you know, when you are eating at our house, you don't, if there is meat at the, in a plate and you're eating with elders.
Yes.
No, they take most first and you also take. Mm-hmm. But when I went to that house, I observed the elders took meat, took one piece, she ate, took another one, she ate. Not me, I'm observing.
Yes.
Then she took another piece and started giving the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I included.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so shocked. But when I went back home and said, no, at that house, people have been given meat. I was not even satisfied with the meat which I was given. I think people are, he said, no, observe people's roles. When you go to, Rome, you must behave like, the Romans.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to a certain place, observe the rules to say, you cannot go through that door. You sit here. You can't just go because you find those friends who start, oh, you have a beautiful house. Open this door. You find people naked. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? There are people, there are even areas that are not entered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think it's a matter of understanding.
Yes.
Human standard and values. You don't need to be taught these things at school. You just need to know them as a human being to say, I know my borders, and I also respect people's environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because you brought that person, that friend at home and embarrass you, and your parents start also putting you at a different, you don't say, that's how you are. You told me this person is your friend.
Yes, meaning that's also how you are, because yeah, that's how you can't have a friend that's having a different character from you.
Yeah.
At least you have to have at least three or four things that are similar.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly 28 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. If you're just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina.
Yeah.
And joined by David. And we are talking about what destroys relationships in terms of family, friends, and couples, married or unmarried couples. Now, you can call us at studio on 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on this. Or if you have experienced such a thing, or you have found yourself, having a destroyed relationship with your family or relative or anyone close to you, or anyone close to you that you know that went through such a situation. Now, moving on, another thing that destroys relationships is selfishness.
Mm.
You know, you always put in your own needs first.
Yeah.
Let me say, every time when you come running to me with an issue, you need assistance in terms of finance, advice and all that, I'll make sure I run. Anything you ask me, I'll run, because I have the thing of, no, tomorrow I also need the help.
Yeah.
So let me also do the helping.
Yeah.
So comes tomorrow, I'm in need of help, I'm desperate.
Mm.
You decide you don't want to help me. So what do you expect me to think? I'll be like, oh, it's fine. You're like, I cannot be friends with someone that doesn't what? Come, like, they not being there for me, but I'm always there for him or her. But now when it's my chance,
yeah,
no help.
And I think you must also balance.
I see we have some bills to pay. We'll be right back.
Goeie nuus, Inbad nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Inbad te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Beautiful. once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. Something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Happiness and for your love, I'd give my last breath. this moment on. I give my hand to you with all my heart. I can't wait to live my life with you. I can't wait to start. You and I will never be apart. My dream.
And that was the sounds of Shania Twain from this moment. It's exactly 43 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. We have exactly 17 minutes to the hour of 11 o'clock until we close off on today's topic discussion, which is on what destroys relationships in terms of family affairs, friendship, or a couple in terms of married or unmarried couples. And if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francina, and that's of course on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. Now, continuing to where we have left off, I was talking about selfishness. And I've mentioned of always putting your own needs first, or putting yourself first. You know, sometimes when, like I said before we went for that break, that you always assist those that are close to you, or those that come to you asking for assistance. You try your level best where you can. You make sure that if they need this, you run and all that. But when it comes to when it's your chance to ask a favor from them, to ask assistance from them, they decide to not do so, or have so much excuses. It doesn't mean you have to now be there every minute or every time, like the same way the person has been there for you every time, but at least once or twice, you know, show some effort, you know, show that you are willing to, although you are not unable to. The little that you did shows that you are there, you are available. It's just because due to some reasons or due to some circumstances, you aren't able to fulfill the way the person has asked for assistance or help from you. So, you know, that's now what know, destroys your friendship or your family affair, relationship and all that. So, selfishness does destroy that. And also, you're also expecting more than you give. You know, sometimes because you are giving, having that thought or that thing of, no, I'll be giving because, you expect to also be getting more. So then, at the end of the day, because you have been putting your whole heart into it or doing whatever you're doing or assisting so much, having that thought of, I'll also, need help from that person, and then you get disappointed. You come to the person, no, I need this certain amount of money, or I need you to stay in today, or to cover up for me at work, or to babysit today, and then they end up not doing so, and then you start having hatred and anger towards the person, and then you distance yourself because the person failed to help you where you have asked. But it doesn't mean because you are assisting someone, it means that same person that's assisting, that same person that you are assisting is the same person who can help you. No, it can come in a different form of way, or someone else can come and assist you, but it doesn't mean because, and you know, the person that will come assist you is someone that you have never helped. And that means it's not because they are helping you because of what, but because you also helped someone, you know. Just like in family, you pay someone's tuition fee now because your auntie, your uncle, your mom paid your cousin or your tuition fee. Now it doesn't mean when you start working, you will be the one to pay the tuition fee of the next person. No, someone else will be there to do so. So it doesn't mean because you are the one who did that or this, and then you expect that person now to also now do the same thing to you or towards you. So, relationships do really require mutual care. Not one person doing all the work, but you know, we should at least assist each other here and there. And also, emotional neglect can also be one of the things that destroys relationship. You know, you're not showing appreciation or support, being emotionally unavailable or distant, or ignoring someone's pain or achievements. You know, sometimes a person has achieved here and there, someone has been going through here and there, but you're not being there for them, but they tried being there for you. And then now with their chance, you are not showing any appreciation, you're not supporting. If the person would distance themselves, they'll be like, what's the point of building a friendship or building a relationship with this person if they don't try to, you know, show some effort in whatever I do, or just to, you know, support me. You know, sometimes we need support, and it drains someone emotionally when you know that, no, I have tried this and that. You know how painful it is when you are there for someone or for everyone. You know, anybody that comes to you, close to you, far from you, family member that are close or far, or anyone that you know of and comes and ask for help from you, ask for support from you, you try to run, you try to make sure you do so. Then when it's your chance, everyone is quiet. That's something that drains someone, and that person ends up distancing themselves. Like, what's the point? You isolate yourself, you become all alone, and this leads to loneliness, because now everyone that you have trusted, everyone that you have been putting your effort and help into, decided not to back you up when you needed them. You know, even if it's not from the people that you help, just someone else, they decide not to back you up. So you distance yourself, you say that, no, there's no point of me being with this person or being with these people, because what's the point? They don't assist, they don't do anything. Your partner, you achieved something, your partner is just quiet. You achieved something, your family members are not even posting you that, no, congratulations and what's not. They just want to post the rich ones, the ones from the rich families, the ones that are being posted. But then you, that's from somewhere, they're from a poor background, even if you try, you just a simple achievement, it's a small achievement, you won't find yourself being congratulated on social media and what's not. Or even personally, not at all. And it now hurts someone emotionally because you feel like you are not needed or you are not recognized or you are not wanted and all that. But start working. Start living the best life. You will find yourself on social media. They will start posting you. They start coming into your life because of where you stand. And now the person won't have the heart or they won't welcome you with all their arms or heart because of what you have put them through or what they went through. And this now destroys the relationship that you guys had or you were busy building, you know? So, this is also one of that helps. So people leave when they feel unseen and unvalued. That's one thing that I also have experienced myself. I'm someone that whatever I go through and, I find myself of, okay, I tried this, but then now it's my chance, but there's no any positive coming out of it. I'm very fast from distancing myself from people, especially if I'm hurt in the way of I can't tolerate it. I definitely distance myself. I'm very fast at distancing myself or just going quiet because there's no point. You know, there's nothing good coming out of it. So another thing is that the unresolved conflict, you know, sometimes you have past conflicts that you had with your partner, with your family members, with a friend, but you just let them slide. You never sit down and try to solve this conflict. They just pile up one conflict from another, and then you are holding grudges instead of addressing the issues, avoiding apologies or forgiveness, and bringing up the past to win an argument. This is one thing, like especially when it comes to arguments. You know, you get into an argument with someone, with your partner or with your friend or with your relatives, and then instead of solving what has happened that moment, you try to bring something that happened 2-3 years, months back. It's when you'll be like, yeah, even that year or last month or this month, you did this A and B and C and D, you know? Instead of now solving this one, the present one, you are reverting back to what has happened, you know? So now it brings an unsolved conflict because now it piles up. You end up arguing, you end up solving the solution, solving the problem, and then now you are stuck there, you are left there, you are there, and then the conflict is there, not handled. And then another conflict comes again, so they just keep on piling up, and then you end up not forgiving each other and apologizing, and then you end up separating, you know, so now you have separated with your partner, or you guys have distanced yourself with your friend or with your family member, and then you have unresolved conflict. Now the conflict is just there. So nothing came out good. You guys separated, you guys distanced yourself from each other, but you didn't solve whatever you guys had. So now it will just be haunting you for the rest of your life until you decided, no, let's sit down, let's solve this and find a solution rather than running away from this certain problem. And also, control or manipulation can also be one of the things that using affection or attention as a weapon, or expecting others to change while refusing to grow yourself. So you expect the person to change, but you aren't changing. You are in a relationship with your partner, you don't like what your partner is doing, you know. Maybe when you are out with your partner, instead of you guys waiting to get home, solve your issue and discuss about it and all that, you try to correct your partner in front of people or judge your partner in front of people instead of just waiting for, like, okay, let me wait so we go home and go talk about this. Now it's you are there, change, saying all sorts of things to the person, but expecting the person to change, but you yourself, you're also, you know, refusing to grow yourself and all that. And also using affection or attention as a weapon. That's what I previously said before I mentioned the expecting of changes towards the other person and you yourself refusing to grow yourself. So you try to use your affection or your attention as a weapon. You know, whatever kind of issue you guys find yourself into, you try to manipulate and control with your attention and all that, and then they end up falling for whatever you say, whatever you do, because of the way you are addressing it to the person or because of the way you guys are doing it. So love and respect can't exist where control does. So when you are controlling too much, it you know, there's some people like being controlled, you know, everything, you're just being controlled, whatever you do, you're just being controlled. It makes one uncomfortable, you know, so even the love and the respect won't exist if there's too much control. I'm not saying don't control a person, but limit, you know, there are some things where you'd be like, I need to control you on this. Now everything that's happening in your relationship with a family or friend or partner, you're just controlling every step, everything. You're just controlling. So let's try to avoid too much control and all that. So now, since we have discussed what causes families to be separated, like what, not families, pardon me, but what destroy relationships. Now, what ways can one do to resolve the issues that they find themselves facing in their friendship or relationship or family ship and all that? So, one of the things you can do is communicate honestly and often. You know, when you communicate honestly and often, you know, you speak clearly, listen actively, and don't assume, you know. Don't assume, but rather sit down, speak clearly, and speak whatever you you feel like it's worth speaking out, rather than you assuming. You know, you assume this and that because of what you heard. Now you also are assuming of everything. Ask questions before you react. You know, create space for hard conversations without punishment. Now you are there. You are trying to what? To assume everything the person is doing. But ask, you know, speak, sit down, talk, be honest about everything, you know, and it will bring a solution. Because sometimes if you are trying to lie, you're not being honest of what you are saying, then it will be another issue, you know. So try to communicate, try to be honest. Honest is the only way, it's the only solution it will bring towards your, towards whatever you guys are going through. And that honesty will, you know, be able to resolve whatever you guys had, even back then and all that. David, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So you found me rounding up. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. We're actually now on the ways of what ways can we do to resolve this, what destroys relationships, you know, to avoid you just having issues and all that.
Yeah.
What ways can you do to avoid destroying your relationship that you have built for years and all that, or something beautiful that you have built with your friend or partner in your family, and then now it has to go down the drain?
No, I think my, is it final input?
Yes.
Yeah, my final input on that is that let us make decisions not based on emotions. And the other thing is also, you know, the aspect of attacking the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Attack the problem, not the person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why when you attack the problem, you can also assist another person to see where you are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And also continue watering off the relationship, either it's a friendship, either it's family, either it's love partners. Continue watering the relationship and strengthen the relationship, because it should not only be in times of need and in times of crisis, but keeping that communication open. And also, you know, do the best that you can do, because one way or the other, you continue to be hurt, but there are things that you can really tolerate and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And setting of boundaries and respect is number one, and honesty, like you have stated, honesty is also number one, because when you build trust and honest, then it's easier to navigate through, because even you can even do something really bad that you have done by mistake, but the person will be able to understand, because they understand where you are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not to take a person for granted, and also not to realize that when somebody is too nice to you, maybe the person does not have borders. That's why if somebody is too nice to you or somebody is too good to you, you must also respect that, because not everyone can give that to you. And most of people, they regret after they destroy those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to another person who is really rough with them.
Yes.
But if somebody is too kind and good to you,
mm-hmm.
you just, why can't you give it back?
No, they say that we like the toxic ones.
The drama people, drama queens and,
they want something that's too quiet. They want something with the energy. Every time it's toxic.
Why are you not arguing with me? What's wrong?
You try to pick up an argument, but the person is just quiet. No. Like, what kind of person is this?
And there's a big problem also that we have seen. Life is not the movie. It's not the series that we watch.
The telemundos that we watch.
It's what you experience. And, the moment you understand that, and it's more easier to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what we had for you. So my last words, you know, strong relationships aren't found, but they are built. So you need to build by honesty, maintained by effort, and protected by respect. So we need to make sure that we try to, you know, try to grow together, try to keep the connection alive, try to avoid controlling and encourage autonomy, you know, support the growth individually, don't guilt people into choices. And remember, love thrives in freedom and not in fear. So let others say no without making them feel guilty. Say one genuine compliment daily, you know, to keep that connection alive. You know, don't, whatever you are going through, don't say, it's fine or what not. Don't let what you build for years or what you started building so beautiful together and then you end up letting it go down the drain. No. So we have exactly come to the end of our show, which is Social Times with Francina, and I was joined by David. And it's exactly 1 minute past the hour of 11 o'clock. And we are now handing over to the Ondangwa studio to Mike Oshoveli. He will be taking you through with Mind Matters. From me, Francina, and David, it's a goodbye. Enjoy your Saturday. Do take care of yourself. It's a weekend.
Shop, shop.
Positive minds, guys. We are approaching December and all that. Let's, you know, budget wisely. Let's take care of ourselves. Let's use the money wisely and not on unnecessary things.
Yeah.
Take care. And enjoy your weekend.
Bye-bye.